Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Our lesson is called Moving Forward. And this is a great thing to think about in life. Are you just thinking about your past? Are you just thinking about your present? Or are you moving forward? Are you looking to the future? It's good to move forward. Well, our author Joe is going to share some experiences about how she moved forward in life and how she chased her dreams. Well, what kind of dreams do you have? Are you chasing those dreams? Carolyn, do you have any dreams that you're chasing?
Well, I really like helping people in need, and so I'm very involved with my church and assisting people there, helping to volunteer for different activities. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I also have a dream of having a beautiful family and just being able to fulfill my life the way that my dreams I've set my dreams. So we'll see if that becomes fulfilled or not, but I will be chasing it.
All right. Well, I think I see a beautiful family in the future for you, Carolyn. Well, what about you? Are you chasing your dreams? Let's learn with Joe today as she moves forward.
Moving forward. I chase my dreams east to Taipei. My present life in Taipei commenced with a bit of a gamble. After Nepal, I knew I wanted to write, and I wanted to live in East Asia. I searched for jobs throughout the region and found a few promising options in Taipei. I had just enough money saved for a month-long trip. If I couldn't find work, I'd have to return home broke. Then I'd live with my parents a while until I could save up enough money to try again. So I took the plunge and bought a plane ticket to try my luck in the job market in Taipei.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Are you willing to follow your dreams? In this month's Passport article, we'll get a glimpse into Jo's new travel adventure as she chases her dreams to Taipei. Before we begin today's article, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Commence. Commence is a verb. The testing will commence in 10 minutes. Take the plunge. Take the plunge is an idiom. Kevin took the plunge and moved to Texas to become a cowboy. Hospitable. Hospitable is an adjective. Shelley's mom is very hospitable. She always offers guests a drink and a snack when they visit. Forum. Forum is a noun. Try posting your question in a forum. Someone else may be able to answer it. Your more information word is couch surfing. Couch surfing is a noun. Sounds interesting? Let's begin.
Well, Jo is very brave as she continues her adventures. And we read here, I chase my dreams east to Taipei. So, she is moving east. Before, she was in Nepal, and now she is moving forward. How do we begin, Gabe?
My present life in Taipei commenced with a bit of a gamble. All right, so she's talking about her present life. That means how things are right now, currently. And this commenced with a bit of a gamble. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank, to commence. That's a fancy way of saying something began, or it officially began.
That's right. So you might say, the meeting commenced when the chairman sat down and began to speak. That was the official start or beginning of the meeting.
Or maybe the ceremony commenced. Or maybe you're in school and the semester officially commenced last week, or it will commence next week. You could talk about the commencement, the official beginning of something. Well, her present life in Taipei commenced with a bit of a gamble. I thought gambling was bad, Carolyn.
Well, generally, yes, Gabe, because you can lose a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But here she's not talking about money. She's talking about taking a chance. So she's not quite sure what will happen in the end, so she describes it as a gamble.
All right, and of course, you can use this word as a noun or a verb. We see it's a noun here. It's a bit of a gamble. After Nepal, I knew I wanted to write, and I wanted to live in East Asia. All right, so she did not want to leave this part of the world and go back to the United States. She wanted to continue traveling.
That's right, and we learn, she says, I searched for jobs throughout the region and found a few promising options in Taipei. So, she found a few promising options. Now, if something is promising, that means that it has potential to be good, but you're still not sure what will happen.
That's right. Maybe someone talks about a promising career that is in their future. Okay, so she has a few promising options in Taipei. A few or few? Well, let's take a look at what Stephen can have to share about this word few in the information cloud.
Hello, friends. If you're looking for a job and you found a few promising options, should you be happy or not?
I would be happy since there are a few, maybe 3, 4, or 5 promising options.
But what if you found few promising options?
Then I would not be very happy.
Friends, did you hear the difference? I first said a few options, and then the second time I said few options.
Yep, that one letter A made a big difference. The phrase a few has a positive connotation, while few has a negative connotation.
The difference is pretty subtle. When we say a few, we're talking about a handful. It's not an overwhelmingly large number, but it's not an insignificant small number either. Now, few, on the other hand, means there are barely any.
That's right. Few means almost zero. If I say few people in history were as evil as Hitler, I'm saying there's almost no one who was as evil as Hitler. He was likely the most evil.
Now, here's another example. If you say, I have a few friends, it's positive. It implies you are happy about the number of friends you have. But if you say, I have few friends, that's negative. It implies you would like to have more friends.
Few 跟 a few 只有一个字母的差别，但含义完全不同。两者都是指很少的数目，但是相较之下 few 比 a few 更少，甚至几乎接近零。另外 a few 是有一点，这是带有正面的含义。Few 强调的是很少，少到几乎没有，这是带有负面的含义。今天的课文作者讲到他找遍了亚洲，发现台北有 a few promising options， 一些前景不错的工作机会，这是正面带有希望的含义。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, she had a few promising options, not few.And we read, I had just enough money saved for a month-long trip. So she had enough money only to last her for 1 month for her trip to Taipei.
Okay, and she says, if I couldn't find work, I'd have to return home broke. What does that mean, broke? I know you can break your arm. Here she's talking about having no money.There's no money in your bank account. You are broke.
And we see what happens if she were to be broke, if she returned home broke. Then I'd live with my parents a while until I could save up enough money to try again. So she wouldn't give up. She wouldn't just go to Taipei, live there for a month, and then go back to the U.S. if she didn't find anything and stay there. But she would get another job, save up some more money, and try again.
I like that. I like her spirit here. She really wants to do this. Okay, so she's going to keep trying. So, she says, so I took the plunge and bought a plane ticket to try my luck in the job market in Taipei. All right, she took the plunge. She tried her luck. Let's take a look at some of these phrases. The first one is from our word bank, to take the plunge. What does that mean?
Well, it means that you've thought about something very seriously, probably for a long time, and you have decided to take a chance, to try, to just see what happens. You take the plunge, and it could be a little bit risky. Maybe you really like someone, and you've been thinking about asking them out on a date. You take the plunge and ask them out. You don't know what their answer will be, but you want to try.
All right, and I think it is usually good to try and take the plunge and be daring, do something exciting. Now, just picture you're on a cliff and you're going to jump into water. You're taking the plunge. That means there's no way back up, or it won't be the same when you go back up. Okay, so this is a big gamble. Joe took the plunge and bought a plane ticket to try her luck. Let's take a look at that phrase, to try your luck. That means you're not sure what will happen. There's a chance you will succeed. There's a chance you won't succeed. You're going to try your luck.
That's right. So maybe you will be lucky and you will be successful. You might try your luck at a career. Maybe you want to be an artist, a performer, a musician, something in the fine arts field. You can try your luck, but it's a very competitive field and it's difficult to get into.
Well, where else can you try your luck? Maybe you're looking for some chips, your favorite kind of chips, but they're not at 7-Eleven. Well, maybe you can try your luck at another convenience store. You can try your luck in many different ways.
Yes, you can. Well, we don't have to worry about trying our luck when it comes to learning English because we have a great team here, and it's time for us to learn with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章首先我们看的是 commence 这个动词。Commence 是指开始或着手。例如 the meeting is scheduled to commence at 10 a.m. 这个会预定在早上10点开始。或者是 we will commence with this project next month. 我们下个月会开始着手这个计划。它的名词是字尾加上 ment 变成 commencement。我们来看一个例句。The mayor announced the commencement of the new policy. 市长宣布了这个新政策的启动。好，接下来我们看的是 take the plunge 这个成语。Plunge 是指投入或跳入，所以 take the plunge 是指大胆的冒险尝试。例如 Renee took the plunge and went to New York to learn acting. Renee 勇敢地冒险到纽约去学演戏。或者是 Eric took the plunge and sold his house and moved to Hawaii. Eric 大胆地决定卖掉房子搬到夏威夷。
Well, have you ever taken the plunge in life? Have you ever done something uncertain of the future? You weren't sure what was going to happen in the future, but you decided to try anyway. Well, that's what our author Joe did in today's lesson. It's called Moving Forward, and that's what she's doing. She's moving forward to Taipei. She's going to try her luck in the job market there. Let's continue her story right now.
Moving forward. To save money, I split my time between hostels and couch surfing. In doing so, I got to know Taipei's couch surfing community. They were a hospitable bunch, and I was relieved to meet so many new friends right away. Everyone was helpful when they heard I was looking for a job, offering advice and suggestions. I always felt encouraged. Only one man had some negative things to say. I'll call him George, and we met on one of the couch surfing forums. George was a foreigner like me, and he offered to meet me for coffee.
Well, this is a very interesting experience. Joe went couch surfing. Well, let's get into this section here. We read, to save money, I split my time between hostels and couch surfing. Now, we've learned about hostels before. They're cheaper than hotels usually, and it's smaller quarters, smaller rooms, and you'd pretty much just rent a bed. But what's couch surfing, Gabe? Do I take a couch into the ocean?
That's a good image, though. I like that picture. No, couch surfing is actually an online website. It's a service where you can actually stay at people's houses around the world or in their apartments on their couches or in their spare bedroom for free or for a really little price. Okay, you are couch surfing. Have you ever been couch surfing?
I have not, but I know several people who have been couch surfing, and most of them had pretty positive experiences.
Yeah, of course, you might need to be careful if you are going couch surfing. You want to make sure that your person, your host, has good reviews, okay, before you decide to stay at that person's house. Okay, but this is a great way to save money because it's free. And that's what Jo is doing. She's splitting her time between hostels and couch surfing. Let's take a look at that phrase, to split your time between or to split your time among something. How could you use that phrase?
Well, if you split your time, that means you aren't doing one thing. You're doing a few different things. So I might say, I split my time between my friends and my family. Or if I want to have more things than just two, I would say I split my time among spending time with my family, friends, and at church.
Or maybe you're on vacation somewhere. You can split your time among the beach, shopping, and hiking. Okay, there are many different things that you can do. You split your time doing those things. Well, how do we continue here, Carolyn?
Well, we learn a little bit more. In doing so, I got to know Taipei's couch surfing community. So there is a whole community of people involved in couch surfing.
All right, all these couch surfers living right here in Taipei. And they were a hospitable bunch, Jo writes, and I was relieved to meet so many new friends right away. Well, let's take a look at that word right away. It's the word hospitable. I like this word. It's good to be hospitable. That means you know how to entertain your guests. You know how to be a good host.
That's right. So you are very generous, very welcoming to your guests or visitors. You are hospitable. And you might say that the owners of the bed and breakfast were very hospitable. They greeted us every morning with a wonderful breakfast.
Something you might say to your guests to show your hospitality, to show that you're a hospitable person, is make yourself at home. That's a phrase I hear quite frequently when I'm visiting someplace. Make yourself at home. That means make yourself comfortable. Treat this place as if it was your own home.
And that is a way to show that you are hospitable. Now, these couch surfers were an hospitable bunch. And that word, bunch, is something that Liz would like to tell us more about in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We see this sentence in today's article. They were a hospitable bunch. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the word bunch. You may already know that a bunch is a casual way of saying a lot, like, I have a bunch of things to do. But in today's sentence, bunch is an informal way of saying a group of people. In other words, the writer is talking about a group of hospitable people. Okay, here are some more examples of using bunch to mean a group of people. I couldn't sleep on the train because there were other passengers and they were a noisy bunch. Or, the teacher was tired at the end of the day. Her students were certainly an energetic bunch to teach. Now it's your turn to practice. Think of a group of people and a certain characteristic that they have and practice using bunch to describe this group of people. And if you have a copy of this month's magazine with you, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. That's it for today. Thanks again for joining me here You're a great bunch. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye.
Thank you, Liz. All right, well, we've just learned that Joe met some hospitable people, a very hospitable bunch among those couch surfers. And she continues, everyone was helpful when they heard I was looking for a job, offering advice and suggestions. Well, of course, it's great to be able to offer your suggestions if someone needs help. Give them some good advice on what they should do.
That's right. And she continues, I always felt encouraged. So she didn't feel like she needed to worry too much. Maybe this chance that she was taking would be successful. But we continue, only one man had some negative things to say.
Okay. Everything seems really positive so far. But here's a little bit of negativity in her story. This man who had some negative things to say. I'll call him George, she wrote. And we met on one of the couch surfing forums. I'll call him George. Why does she write this, Carolyn?
Well, his name is not actually George. She is just giving him a name so that she will be able to continue telling her story without any confusion. But George is not his real name.
That's right. And sometimes if you're writing an article or a story and you want to protect someone's identity, you can use this kind of phrase. I'll call this person Peter, or I'll call her Lisa. It's not their real name, but you're protecting that person. Well, we see a word from our word bank in this sentence. It's the word forum. And what does that mean?
Well, here we're talking about a website forum. So this is a website where people come together, ask questions, and have those questions answered. So there are many different kinds of forums because people have all kinds of questions. This one is specific to couch surfers.
That's right. But there's another forum I know of, an online forum. If you're visiting Taiwan especially and you want to get in touch with other foreigners, or maybe you know someone who's coming to Taiwan, you can direct them to this site, forumosa.com, forumosa.com.
That's right. And we continue reading. George was a foreigner like me, and he offered to meet me for coffee. Well, we will continue this story later, but right now, it's time to learn with Michelle in the Language Lab.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 hospitable 这个形容词。Hospitable 是指好客的或者是接待周到的。例如 the people of the South are very hospitable, 南部人非常的好客。它的名词是 hospitality, H-O-S-P-I-T-A-L-I-T-Y, 意思是指殷勤款待或者是热情好客。例如 the host's hospitality made every guest feel welcomed, 主人的热情款待让每位宾客都觉得受到欢迎。所以我们看的是 forum 这个名词。Forum 是指公开讨论的场合或论坛。例如 the book club serves as a forum where parents can discuss their parenting problems. 这个读书会具有提供家长们讨论教养问题的论坛的功能。或者是 the political forum is quite influential. 这个政治论坛相当的具有影响力。And now keep watching as our program continues.
Well, today in our lesson, we learned about how Jo took the plunge. She tried her luck at finding a job in Taipei. Now, Gabe, have you ever done anything like this? Just taken a chance?
Taken a chance? Honestly, I wish I took more chances in life. I usually step out from one secure place to another secure place, but I think it's good to take the plunge every once in a while.
I think so, too. You can try your luck at something that you really feel strongly about. Well, talk about that in English, and we will continue this story tomorrow on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend, last a lifetime.